Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the recent handover of $37,000 in baseball equipment to 20 schools by the Institute of Sports in Sports to build the game locally. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Institute of Sports in Sports is determined to add the sport of baseball to the landscape of Jamaica's popular sports. In Sports' Baseball Development Officer Donovan Corcho says step one in the long-term plan to get more Jamaicans playing baseball is to focus on the youngsters, specifically primary school children. With that objective in mind, InSports recently donated approximately $37,000 in baseball equipment to 20 schools from Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine.
The ultimate objective is to play baseball on the primary school physical education curriculum on our calendar, primary school sports calendar. So that's the general idea, to get the sport introduced to the kids through the PE. The follow-up support will come from the Institute of Sports through a developed work schedule, which will be an after-school activity.
From Kingston and St. Andrew, the primary schools which received equipment are Almontown Primary, St. Richard's, New Providence, Greenwich Primary, Emmanuel Baptist Prep, Pembroke Hall, Tavares Gardens, Marvelly Primary and Junior High, Shortwood Practicing Primary, and Mona Primary. The St. Catherine schools are the Homestead, Tredegar Park, St. John's, Macaulay, Waterford, Victoria, Nagohead, Portsmouth, Independent City, and Horizon Park primary schools. InSports technical personnel will work with the schools to assist them in forming teams, which will then compete in parish tournaments for St. Catherine and Kingston and St. Andrew combined in 2017. The winners from each tournament will then compete against each other to determine the overall champion.
The kids in Jamaica are very athletic. We can all run, we can all jump, we can all throw a ball, we can all catch a ball, and of course we can all bat a ball. The kids are the future, and we are the ones that are going to lead the charge with these kids with baseball. I expect to see baseball playing at a very high level. We want to go as far as the World Little League Championships. We want to go as far as the Olympics. We have that talent here.
InSports Technical Officer Rodney Palmer. Administrative Director at InSports Ian Andrews says considerable effort is being made by local and international interests to see baseball take off in Jamaica. Most notable among these is the fact that the equipment handed over to the schools was given to InSports free of cost by America's professional baseball league, Major League Baseball.
How many sports can boast that you can get equipment free of cost? Brand new equipment, free of cost. Because when Little League and those persons internationally heard that we were starting a baseball program in Jamaica, they jumped with glee because they were saying, yes, Jamaica has speed, hand-eye coordination. So when they heard about this, they said, listen, we are going to assist you.
Additionally, representatives of Little League International worked free of cost to help construct a baseball diamond at the G.C. Foster College. Andrews says many overseas baseball clubs and related organizations see Jamaica producing numerous high-caliber baseball players.
When you look at the spin-offs down the road, the plethora of scholarships that can be acquired, yeah? When you look at all the things that can take place through the sport of baseball, they came and they said they would support us.
So expect to see much more developments in baseball over the next few months, and hopefully more and more Jamaican youngsters playing the sport across the country. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.